Lord Jesus, we are so grateful for your presence.
主啊，在你的同在里，我们何等的感恩。
You've promised where two or three gather together in your name, there you are.
主啊，你应许我们有两三个人奉你的名聚会，你就在我们当中。
And we are more than two or three, so we welcome your presence.
主啊，在这里有这么多人，所以我们相信你就在我们当中，我们欢迎你在我们当中。
Our dear Lord Jesus, we bow before you.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们在你面前俯伏敬拜。
We acknowledge our great need of your Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们深深地看见，我们需要你圣灵的帮助。
You have told us he is our teacher.
你告诉我们，圣灵是我们的老师。
Open our eyes to see you.
主啊，求你开我们的眼睛，让我们能够看见你。
The meek and lowly Lamb of God.
看见你就是那位柔和谦卑神的羔羊。
We admire you.
主啊，我们恋慕你。
We adore you.
哦，我们敬拜你。
Teach us to wait before you.
主啊，教导我们等候在你的面前。
That you may free us from all pride.
主啊，把我们从一切的骄傲里面释放出来。
And self-centeredness.
从我们的自我为中心里面释放出来。
It's our desire to be filled with your spirit.
主啊，我们何等的渴望被你的灵大大的充满。
Your spirit of meekness and lowliness of heart.
你的柔和谦卑的灵来充满。
You have called us to come unto you.
主啊，你要我们到你这里来。
And so we come.
所以主，我们就照着你的话，我们来到你的面前。
In faith that you are here.
主啊，我们在信心里面相信你就在这里。
To change us by your indwelling spirit.
我们相信你就在这里，借着内住的圣灵，你要改变我们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In your name we pray.
我们这样子祷告是奉你的名。
The name above every name.
这个远超过一切之上的名。
And at the mention of your name, every knee will bow.
这个名让万妻要敬拜，要跪拜。
We choose to bow now.
我们现在就要来跪拜。
Let us study our lesson with our heart.
主啊，今天让我们来一起用我们的心来学习。
Let us all be like Mary, sitting at the feet of Jesus.
主啊，帮助我们都效法玛利亚，坐在你的脚前。
Waiting on you.
就是这样子等候你。
To breathe upon us.
主啊，等候你向我们吹气。
For your glory, we pray. Amen.
为着你的荣耀，我们这样子祷告。Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.哈利路亚，
赞美主，
赞美主
，Glory to Jesus，
哦，荣耀归给主，
哈
利路亚，赞美耶稣，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
Jesus， 哈利路亚
，Jesus， we worship you，
主耶稣，我们敬拜你，哈利路亚
，Let us quiet our hearts before Him。
让我们把心在他面前安静下来。
To open our ears.
求他来开通我们的耳朵。
To hear him.
好叫我们能够听见他的声音。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我爱你。
我爱你。
爱你 稣，我
爱你，耶稣，我爱你，耶稣，
我爱你，耶稣。
哈利路亚，
我爱你，
爱你，爱你，耶稣。阿门，哈利路亚。主啊，我们爱你。
You are our humility.
你是那位真实的。
You are all we need.
你是我们一切所需要的。
So we come to you.
所以主，我们就是来到你的面前。
To make the change.
主啊，改变我们。
Fill us with your humility.
主啊，用你的自己的谦卑充满我们。
Rabbi Shadab.
哈利路亚。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad to be with you again today.
今天很高兴能够再跟你们在一起。
Humility is a very special subject.
谦卑是一个很重要的一个题目。
It's very dear to the heart of God.
对神来说是非常的重要。
And the Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated humility every moment of his earthly life.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，他的一言一行都活出谦卑。
Pastor Chow has mentioned to you something of Martha Wing Robinson.
周牧师曾经跟大家提过罗炳森师母。
And I would like to.Quote something the Lord gave her.
今天我要引用他讲的一段话。
If we looked at Jesus more,
如果我们更多的仰望耶稣
and ourselves and our friends and our trials less,
更少看我们的自己，我们的朋友，我们的试炼
and our failures,
我们的失败。
And conditions of life,
生活的情况
and the world and the flesh and the devil less,
的世界还有肉体还有这个魔鬼更少看这些东西
We would reflect his image.
我们就自然而然的会更多反照他的荣形
That reminds us of the scripture in 2 Corinthians 3:18.
这段话使我们想起保罗在提后哥林多后书3:18所说的。
If you'd like to turn there,
请大家一起翻到哥林多后书3:18。零后3:18。
But we all with an unveiled face,
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光。
Beholding as in a glass or mirror,
好像从镜子里反照
The glory of the Lord
就变成主的形状
We're changed into the same image from glory to glory
荣上加荣如同从主的灵变成的
Even by the Spirit of the Lord
是从主的灵变成的
When you think of an unveiled face it reminds us of Moses on the Mount Sinai
当我们看到这个敞开的脸让我们想到摩西在山上的经历。
When Moses went up into the mountain and spoke to God face to face.
当摩西在山上面对面的与神说话。
He came down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments.
他带着十诫下山。
And his face was shining bright.
他的面皮发光。
He had been beholding God.
他在那边仰望神。
But the people were afraid of that bright light.
当人看到他的面皮发光，他们害怕。
They said, you talk to God and tell us what he says, but we fear to go into his presence.
他们说，你跟神说，我们惧怕他的同在。
So he put a veil on his face.
所以摩西他就用一个帕子遮盖他的脸。
But when he went back in, up into the mountain to see God, he took the veil off.
当他来到神的面前，他把那个帕子揭去。
That's what it means by unveiled. Take the veil off.
那就是把帕子揭去的意思，敞着脸。
Sometimes we wear a mask.
很多时候我们好像戴着一个面具。
We don't want people to see what we're really like.
我们不愿意人看见真实的我。
And so we have a mask called pretense.
所以我们就戴上了一个虚假的面具。
And we are very good at pretending that we are something that we are not.
我们很容易就装一个样子，实在不是我们自己。
That's our human nature.
人的本性就很容易装。
Ever since Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they became ashamed.
当亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园里犯了罪以后，他们就觉得羞耻。
And they tried to hide from God.
他们要躲避神的面。
That was not possible. God knew all about them.
我们不可能从那躲藏，因为神看见所有的事。
So he calls us to come to him just like we are.
所以神今天呼召我们每一个人，就是照着我们的本相来到他的面前。
He knows everything about us.
我们的一切他都知道。
He sees the inner part of our heart.
他看到我们内心最深处的光景。
And as we want to partake of his humility,
我们如果要有他的谦卑，
our first step is to ask him, show me myself the way you see me.
我们要学习谦卑的第一步就是要求神让我们看见我们自己真实的自己。
I was just a teenager when I first began to pray that prayer.
当我还是在是一个青年人的时候，有人教导我要这样子祷告。
I said, Jesus, you have opened many blinded eyes.
主啊，你开了许多的瞎子，让他们能够看见。
Open my eyes.
求你也来开我的眼。
Show me myself the way you see me.
让我看见我真实的自己，好像你看见我一样。
God's mirror never makes us conceited.
神的镜子，不会让我们自欺的。
When we see ourselves the way we really are,
当我们真实的看见自己的本相，
oh, we fall at his feet.
真的是可以让我们匍匐在他的脚前。
Everyone who has come into the presence of God in the Bible,
在圣经里每一个来到神面前的人，
we see they all fall down.
我们看见他们一个一个的匍匐在主面前。
Say, woe is me, I am undone.
像以赛亚说的，我有祸了，我灭亡了。
Isaiah saw his glory.
以赛亚看见主的荣耀。
And he said, Oh, I am a man of unclean lips.
他说，主啊，我是嘴唇不洁的人。
And others would say, Depart from me, I'm a sinful man.
彼得说，主啊，远离我，我是个罪人。
Oh, Jesus knew about our heart.Before we knew about it.
主是那么真实的知道我们内心的最深处，有时候甚至我们自己都不认识自己。
It's wonderful when he begins to show me myself the way I am.
感谢主，他开始让我看见我真实的自己。
That means I'm coming closer to him.
那表示我在光中，我更多的靠近他了。
I'm drawing nearer to him.
我更多的靠近耶稣了。
Because in his light, we see light.
因为在他的光中，我们就得以见光。
Don't be afraid.
所以我们不要害怕。
It takes great courage to pray that prayer.
要那样子的祷告是需要有勇气的。
Show me myself the way you see me, Jesus.
主啊，求你让我看见我自己。好像你看见我一样。
Not the way people see me.
不是别人怎么看我。
But the way I am in your sight.
乃是在你眼中那个真实的我。
Return to the Bible.
我们在圣经里面看到。
The Bible is our light.
圣经是我们的亮光。
It's a lamp to our feet.
是我们脚前的灯。
And as we've been studying this last month of March, to read the Bible in the Spirit of the Lord.
三月份，周牧师教导我们，跟在读经的时候跟随圣灵。
It's the Spirit that makes the Word of God alive.
是主的灵让他的话活起来。
And the Spirit will often speak in my heart and show me, oh, that's true in my life.
神常常借着他的灵让我们看见，哦，这句话这么的真实。
Or that's what I need.
哦，这就是我所需要的。
In December, someone asked me, they heard that I'd be teaching in April, and they asked, what is your textbook going to be?
在12月的时候，有人知道我4月份要教谦卑这个课的时候，问我，你要用什么当做你的教科书呢？
Immediately, I said, the Bible.
毫无我一点都不犹疑的就说，圣经，圣经是我们的教科书。
The Bible is...The pathway to the feet of Jesus.
圣经是把我们带到主耶稣脚前的。
All the truths of the Bible bring us to the feet of Jesus.
哦，圣经所有的真理都是把我们带到耶稣的脚前。
First, Pastor Chow has always been interested in having me teach these last 10 or 12 years from the Book of Humility by Andrew Murray.
过去十年周牧师他一直希望我能够教导穆安德烈的谦卑这一本书。
Andrew Murray lived over 100 years ago.
穆安德烈是100年前的人。
And he lived in South Africa.
他住在南非。
He was a very faithful servant of the Lord.
是一个非常忠心主的仆人。
He is calledThe apostle of the inward, inner life.
他被称为是内在生活的使徒。
And so it's very profitable to read his books.
所以读他写的书对我们非常有益处。
They are inspired by the Holy Spirit.
这些都是他在圣灵感动之下写的。
Especially this book on humility.
特别是这一本书，谦卑。
There's 12 chapters in the book.
有12章。
One for each month of the year.
每一个月可以读一章。
You can read them slowly.
我们读的时候要慢慢的读。
One very famous teacher taught me that she read that one sentence at a time and prayed over that sentence.
我有一位老师告诉我你要慢慢的读，一句一句的读，读一句，祷告一句。
So different times over the last 10 or 12 years, Pastor Chow has said, Martha, please teach from Andrew Murray's book on humility.
所以过去10到12年的时间，周牧师常常鼓励我用穆安德烈这本谦卑的书来教导谦卑。
Pastor Chow,realize the importance of humility.
周牧师实在是看到谦卑是多么的重要。
As well as my teachers.
我的老师们也非常的看重，知道谦卑是多么的重要。
But there's one thing that destroys the work of God, it's pride.
因为骄傲会把神的工作完全的毁坏。
And one other failing is not to have a clean heart. We need to have a clean heart.
另外一个非常难主神的工作就是不清洁的心。我们需要有一个清洁的心。
We need to pray, Jesus, create in me a clean heart.
我们需要常常这样子祷告，主啊，求你为我造清洁的心。
And bring me down low at your feet.
哦，让我更多的下来。下来在你的脚前。
That I may be filled with your spirit.
用你的灵这样子的充满我。
So we see, God is also very interested in our humility.
神对于我们要学习这个功课非常的重视。
As we draw near to God,
我们亲近神,
the desire to know Him,
我们想要认识他,
we turn to the scriptures to find Him.
我们在圣经里面想要寻找他。
I'd like you to read Isaiah
57:15. 请大家现在一起翻到以赛亚书57章15节。以赛亚书57章15节。
And I read for you. Thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy.
因为那至高至上永远长存。或者说住在永远名为圣者的如此说
I dwell in the high and holy place.
我住在至高至圣的所在
And I also dwell with him who has a contrite and humble spirit.
也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居
To revive the spirit of the humble.
要使谦卑人的灵苏醒
And revive the heart of the contrite ones.
也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
So we see that's God's dwelling place. Not only is he high and lofty and inhabit and living in all of eternity.
所以我们在这里很清楚看见神的居所不只是在至高至圣的地方。
But he dwells with the humble.
这边很清楚地告诉我们他的居所也是在那些心灵痛悔谦卑的人里面。
He makes his home in the heart of the contrite ones.
心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
The contrite are the, those that are repenting.
心灵痛悔就是那些悔改的人。
When he shows us ourselves the way we really are, then instead of running away and hiding,
当主让我们看见我们自己真实的光景的时候，我们不要跑开来。
We should run to him.
反而我们要快快地跑到主的面前。
We should fall before him.
在他面前俯伏。
Oh, Jesus.
主啊。
Your precious blood covers me.
你宝贵的血来遮盖我。
You are my savior.
你是我的救主。
You are my deliverer.
你是那个救我出来的，拯救我的。
Set me free.
释放我，主啊。
And we will be broken before him.
我们里面就会柔软。
And in Isaiah 66 verse 2,
在同样一本书，以赛亚书66章第二节。
But on this one will I look.
神说，我所看顾的。
Him who is poor and of a humble spirit.
我所看顾的就是虚心痛悔。
Who trembles at my word.
因我话而战惊的人。
God looks for those who will humble themselves before him.
神所看顾的就是那些能够下来。
Just like the rain that comes down from heaven.
就像风从天吹下来。
It fills the empty places.
它充满在那些空的地方。
The Psalms,
奥义。
In the Psalms, there's a word that says, the rain fills the pools.
在诗篇有这样子的话，那个雨水下降。
It doesn't fill the bumps.
那个雨水只能充满在那个洼谷的地方，它不是充满在那个满满的地方。
It,falls off of the bumps.
一个地方凸起来的那个雨没办法在那边充满。
But if it's an empty pool,
如果是一个低洼的地方有一个洞
the rain fills it.
那个雨就能够充满。
We need to all be empty pools.
所以我们都需要成为那个有空的像一个空水洼。
Be empty vessel.
成为一个倒空的器皿。
That's what he's looking for, empty vessels.
主在寻找倒空的器皿。
Praise his name.
哈利路亚，赞美主。
In James chapter 4 verse 6, we read how God feels about pride.
在雅各书四章六节，很清楚地讲到神 阻挡骄傲的人。
God resists the proud.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
But he gives grace to the humble.
但是他施恩给谦卑的人。
In the Psalms, we read, the proud he knows afar off.
在诗篇我们看到神从远处看出骄傲的人，138篇第六节。
And in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 and 17, when God describes the things he hates.
在箴言六章十六、十七节的时候，那边讲到耶和华所恨恶的有六样，连他心所憎恶的共有七样。第一个就是高傲的眼。
The first one mentioned that is an abomination to God is a proud look.
第一个他所恨恶的、憎恶的就是高傲的眼。
Pride is God's enemy.
骄傲是神很大的仇敌。
He is looking for those who will walk humbly before him.
神所看顾的就是那些愿意谦卑与他同行的。
As Isaiah tells us, he makes his home in the valley of humility.
我们刚刚读过的以赛亚告诉我们，神是与那些心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
When God created the universe, he created man to communicate himself to him.
当神起初造人的时候，他跟他们有美好的交通。
He wanted to fill us with his goodness and his greatness.
他那么的愿意以他的良善来充满在我们的里面。
But in the Garden of Eden, we chose to be independent of God.
但是在伊甸园里面，他们选择了不需要神。
It was Jesus who came to restore the right relationship with God.
但是耶稣来了，要恢复我们跟神之间那个对的关系。
He presented himself to the Father as an empty vessel.
耶稣在地上就是以一个倒空的器皿来到神的面前。
That God could fill and flow through him in blessing to the world around him.
以至于神能够那样子的充满他，而且借着他把祝福带给整个世界。
Humility is that place of entire dependence on God.
谦卑就是完全的依靠神。
Jesus lived that life.
耶稣就是活出这样子的一个生命，完全的依靠父神。
From the moment of his birth in a stable in Bethlehem.
从他在伯利恒的马槽里的出生开始。
Where they...put him in a manger where the animals would eat their food.
他们把他放在跟动物在一起的马槽里。
And then when he grew up and walked to the earth,
当他慢慢的长大，他在地上行走。
The scripture says he had no place to lay his head.
圣经告诉我们他没有枕头的地方。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our Lord Jesus came to destroy the power of pride.
耶稣基督降世就是要摧毁这个骄傲所带来的权势。
And this week, as we look forward to celebrating his wonderful victory,
这个礼拜我们要来纪念主的得胜。
Let us remember that it was victory over all our pride.
我们要记得这个是战胜我们所有骄傲的一个得胜。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
主啊，谢谢你。
Thank you, Jesus.
主耶稣，谢谢你。
And thank you for going to the cross.
谢谢你为我们上了十字架。
Where you were humiliated.
在那边你大大的被受羞辱。
Where you hung in shame.
你挂在那里在羞辱中。
They stripped you of your clothes.
他们把你的衣服拿掉。
They spit in your face.
他们吐唾沫在你的脸上。
They beat you.
他们鞭打你。
They crucified you.
他们把你钉在十字架上。
And you did it all for us.
主啊，你所忍受的这些就是为着我们。
That we might be set free.
所以我们可以得到释放。
Jesus, fill us.
Hallelujah.
fill us with gratitude.
主啊，让我们实在是满心的感恩。
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
赞美主。
If we look closely at the life of Jesus, we often turn to the Gospel of John.
我们常常在约翰福音看到主耶稣在地上的生活。
In John's Gospel, we have the inner life of the Lord Jesus revealed to us.
特别在约翰福音，让我们看到耶稣的内在生活的一面。
I encourage you to turn to John.
请我们大家现在一起翻到约翰福音。
We'll start in the fifth chapter.
我们从第五章十九节开始。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
I'll give you a moment to turn there.
我给你们一点时间，请大家一起翻到约翰福音，我们要一起来看这些经节。
The Son can do nothing of himself.
只凭着自己不能做什么。
But what he sees the Father do.
唯有看见父所做的。
For whatever the Father does.
父所做的。
The Son also does in like manner.
父所做的事，子也照样做。
Again, in verse 30 of that same chapter.
同样的在第五章三十节。
He says, I can of myself do nothing.
我凭着自己不能做什么。
And later on, verse 41.
四十一节。
I do not receive honor from men.
我不受从人来的荣耀。
Oh, how much we want the honor that comes from men.
哦，多少时候我们那样子的想要从人得荣耀。
In our human nature, we think we can do everything.
在我们这个人的天性的里面，我们觉得我们什么都可以做。
I notice when we have little children, little toddlers in Sunday school and you want to help them with their coat on, and they say, no, me do it, me do it.
我注意到小小孩，两三岁的小小孩，你要帮他穿个衣服，他就会跟你说，哦，我要自己弄，不，我要自己穿。
We do that. We children do that. It's in our blood that we can be independent.
在我们堕落的天性里面，我们就是想要这样子，什么都要自己弄。
And Jesus says,The Son can do nothing of himself.
可是在这边我们很清楚地看到耶稣说只凭着自己不能做什么。
Let's turn to John chapter 6, the next chapter.
下一章六章约翰福音六章。
Verse
38. 38节。
For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
耶稣说，因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
Here we see his purpose.
我们看见主来到地上的目的。
I came down from heaven.
我从天上降下来。
Not to do my own will.
不是要按自己的意思行。
But the will of him who sent me.
乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
That should be our purpose, that we come down low before God, not to do our own will.
这也是我们所该做的，我们要更多的下来，下来，不做，不按自己的意思行，而是照父的意思行。
But to be empty of our own will,
从我们自己的想法、做法倒空。
And determined to do the will of God.
定义要遵守父神的旨意，神的旨意。
If we turn now to chapter 8 of John.
我们现在翻到约翰福音八章。
Verse 28.
二十八节。
For the end of that verse, Jesus declares, I do nothing of myself.
后面一段耶稣说我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。
As we read these words of our Lord,
当我们读到耶稣在这边讲的话，
we see his one concern was to be empty of his own efforts.
耶稣在这边让我们看到，他就是不要照他自己的意思
，empty of his own will，
没有自己的想法做法
，that God might manifest His power，
所以神能够在他身上彰显神的能力
，and His goodness through Him，
还有他的良善能够借着他流露出来。
All the marvelous good works Jesus performed were credited to his Father.
耶稣把他所有所行的一切事情都把功劳归给父。
There's another verse in John chapter 14.
在约翰福音14章第十节。
The 10th verse.
第十节。
The Father who dwells in me does the work.
这边很清楚地讲到，是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
The Father does the work.
是父做他自己的事。
Many of us began our walk with God with the same attitude of dependence on Him.
我们如果能够这样子的完全依靠神，与神同行。
We realized our great need and our helplessness without.
我们会越多看到自己的无助。而且我们更需要来依靠神。
But all too often, as God blesses us and works through us to bless others,
可是当神开始祝福我们，使我们成为流通祝福的导管的时候，
we begin to look at ourselves as being quite capable.
我们不知不觉的就会开始觉得我们自己好像有一些能力。
We think we can do the work ourselves.
我们开始觉得我们可以靠自己来做，
or at least we can take some credit for the work God has done through us.
至少想要从所做的事情里面得到一点功劳。
Why is this?
这个是什么呢？
How could we forget how utterly dependent we are on God?
我们怎能够忘记我们是需要完完全全的来依靠神？
It's because we have an enemy.
因为我们有一个仇敌。
The devil attempts to ruin the work of God.
那个撒旦他就是要来毁坏神的工作。
He attacks us where he sees as our weakest point.
他看到我们软弱的地方，他就在那个边攻击我们。
It's the place of our pride.
特别在骄傲这一点上。
And many problems in the Church of Jesus Christ come from pride.
今天耶稣基督的教会就面临这个骄傲的问题。
We feel superior to our brother and sister.
我们觉得我们比弟兄姊妹要强。
We are often jealous of them.
有时候我们嫉妒人。
We wish we had what they had.
有时候我们贪恋别人所拥有的东西。
We are very ambitious for success.
我们有野心，想要成功。
And all the time, Jesus stands in the shadows.
哦，在这个时候，耶稣好像我们把他放在一边。
He waits for us to turn to him.
好像主在那边等我们回头。
He wants us to lean very hard on him.
主要我们来靠他。
Trust him to do the work.
依靠他来做这些服事。
Trust him to be the one.
来依靠他，知道唯有他能做。
To be exalted.
来高举他。
Well, I think that's one reason Pastor Chow so emphasizesThat we need to learn of Jesus to come down at His feet.
我想这就是为什么周牧师这么盼望我们能够学习更多的下来，谦卑在主的脚前。
Because we know that the enemy's tactics.
因为我们并不是不晓得仇敌的诡计。
He wants to divide us.
他要分裂我们。
He wants us to get.Considering ourselves.
他要我们更多的注意我们自己。
And this destroys the work of God.
然后摧毁神的工作。
As children of Adam and Eve, we were born in pride.
我们是亚当夏娃的后代，我们生下来就有这个骄傲的天性。
When Adam and Eve chose to obey Satan,
当亚当夏娃他们选择来听从撒旦
,disobeying God,
不听神的话
,they broke that beautiful relationship we had with God.
他们与神之间那个美好的关系就这样子断绝了。
Before the fall, Adam walked with God in the garden in great joy and complete dependence.
在他们堕落之前，亚当是那样子的喜乐，在伊甸园里面，他天天与神同行。
But when they sinned, pride entered the human race.
可是当他们犯了罪，那个骄傲就进入了人类。
In one form or another, all humanity came under the power of hellish pride.
用各种不同的形式骄傲就这样子在人的里面。
All of the wars in the world come out of pride.
地上所有的战争都是骄傲所引起的。
The conflicts in our home.
我们在家里面的冲突也是骄傲引起的。
And also the conflicts in our churches.
甚至在教会里面的冲突也是由骄傲引起的。
The devil stands by laughing at us.
仇敌好像站在旁边取笑我们。
When he sees the pride operating in our churches.
当他看见骄傲在教会里面那样子的做工的时候，他非常的高兴。
His own desire, Satan's own desire was to be exalted above God.
撒旦他就是要他就是希望能够被高举，远超过神。
It's what caused him to be cast out of heaven.
那就是为什么他必须要被赶出，神必须把他赶出天上。
Since that time, he determines to have humanity follow him.
所以撒旦他就定义要叫人类都跟着他。
But his path is a path of destruction.
撒旦的道路是引向灭亡的。
And separation from God.
是让我们与神这样子分离的。
But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
但是感谢主，借着我们主耶稣基督，他带着我们得胜。
Jesus came to show us the way back to God.
耶稣来了，为了让我们看见有一条路可以跟神恢复起初的关系。
We can live in the joy of heaven on earth.
我们在地上可以活出在天上的喜乐。
As we obey and come down at the feet of Jesus.
我们就是要听从神的话，更多的下来，更多的下来到耶稣的脚前。
Jesus became our example.
耶稣来就是要为我们做一个榜样。
As we study his life, we see his humility.
当我们研读他的生平，我们看见他的柔和谦卑。
We admire him, we adore him.
我们真的是羡慕这样子的一个生命。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
More than being an example.
谢谢主，成为我们的一个榜样。
He made it possible for us to be filled with his spirit of humility.
他为我们开了一条路，我们都可以被他的灵来充满，被那个谦卑柔和的灵来充满。
And his lowliness of heart.
他的心柔和谦卑。
He desires to live out his life within us.
他那样子的渴望也在我们里面活出他自己的生命。
As we surrender ourselves completely to him,
我们只要完全的降服于主。
We will always have as much humility as we have of Christ ruling and reigning in our hearts.
当主的灵更多在我们里面的时候，我们就能够更多的活出谦卑。
Not I, but Christ living in me is what Paul tells us.
保罗告诉我们，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Oh, what a wonderful salvation.
哦，何等奇妙的救恩。
Do you know when Jesus was here on earth?
你知道当耶稣在地上的时候，
There was a school he opened.
耶稣开了一个学校。
It was a training workshop.
是一个训练的地方。
And we read about it in Matthew 11:28.
我们在马太福音十一章有读到。
You probably know the verse by heart.
可能你们对这段经节非常的熟悉。
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are so heavy laden."
马太福音十一章二十八节，耶稣说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
And I will give you rest.
我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
And you will find rest for your souls.
这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, "This school is open free to everyone."
耶稣说这个学校是免费的。
There's no enrollment charge.
你不需要付任何费的费用。
And in the scripture, this is the only school we see that he opens.
在经文里面，这是唯一的一个学校。
Jesus, come join my school of humility.
耶稣说来。来来在这里一起来学习谦卑的学校。
He himself offers to be our teacher.
他做我们的老师。
He paid the price for us to be filled with his spirit.
他付的重价让我们能够被他的灵来充满。
To walk in newness of life.
让我们一举一动有新生的样式。
He bids us come.
他要我们来。
And today,We are answering his call to come.
今天我们要跟主说，主，我们来。
We admit we are heavy laden and weary from the burden of our own pride and self-effort.
我们承认在我们的骄傲还有我们的自我里面，我们真的是劳苦担重担。
As we cast ourselves at his dear feet in repentance,
当我们撇下自己来到主的脚前，我们那样子的真心的悔改，
He will lift us to his heart.
他就把我们好像抱在他的怀里。
Reveal his great love and pleasure.
哦，向我们显出那样子大的慈爱。
To receive us and restore us.
他那么愿意来接纳我们，而且要恢复我们。
To that wonderful place of peace and rest.
他要把我们带到那个完美的平安。
United to himself.
带到他自己的里面。
Oh, how wonderful this victory is.
Oh, 这样的得胜太好了。
Jesus was the best teacher.
耶稣是最好的老师。
He was a great teacher.
他是最伟大的老师。
Hallelujah.But if we look closely at the gospel writers, we find out that even though the disciples had the very best teacher,
我们在读福音书的时候，我们发现虽然门徒们有耶稣这么好的老师，
when it came time for the final examination,
但是当考试的时候到了，
in this school of humility,
在这个谦卑学校的里面，
They failed at every turn.
门徒们失败又失败。
Right up to this last week before the crucifixion, they are arguing who should be the greatest.
一直到最后一个礼拜，耶稣在地上的最后一个礼拜，门徒还在争论谁为大。
They quarreled with each other.
他们彼此争论。
Even James and John's mother came and said, "Oh, I have a request."
甚至雅各约翰的母亲也来说我有一个请求。
Let my one son sit on your right hand, my other son on your left hand.
可不可以让我一个儿子坐在你的右边，另外一个坐在你的左边。
She was asking something for her children.
她来为她的两个儿子祈求。
But it was because they were her children.
因为是她的孩子。
Self always gets in the way.
这样子的一个自我的，就是常常在那边拦阻我们。
And then we see dear Peter.
然后我们看到彼得。
With his great self-confidence.
哦，彼得那么的自信。
He said, you are the Christ.
他说主啊你是基督。
Jesus said, that's true.
耶稣说是的。
And then later, Jesus begins to tell the things he must suffer.
后来耶稣开始讲到他要如何的受难。
And Jesus says, no, never, never, never.
彼得说主啊万不可的。
And then Jesus says, you will deny me.When Jesus said that they would deny him, Peter says, not me.
Oh, 当耶稣说他们会否认他的时候，彼得说，别人会，我不会。
I will never deny you.
我永不会来否认你。
If I have to give my life, I will not deny you.
主啊，我愿意为你舍命。
He was so sure of himself.
Oh, 彼得那么的自信。
But we know what happened.
我们都看到后来发生了什么事。
They arrested Jesus.
他们把耶稣逮捕了。
We find Jesus true. His words were true.
我们发现耶稣所讲的每一句话都是真的。
Three different times Peter denies even knowing Jesus.
三次彼得否认他认识耶稣。
He said, I don't know the man.
他说我不认识这个人。
How Jesus knew what was in his heart, just like he knows what is in our heart.
你看到主那么的知道彼得真实的他自己，就像主知道我们自己一样。
And in the gospel, we read that when they arrested Jesus and were taking him away, and when they passed judgment on him and taking him to the cross, Jesus turned and looked at Peter.
当他们把耶稣抓去，那彼得否认他，那个地方有记载，路加福音说耶稣转过身来看彼得。
Now, what kind of look was that Jesus gave Peter?
耶稣是用怎样的眼神来看彼得呢？
Was it a look of condemnation?
是一个定罪的眼神吗？
Was it a look of judgment?
是一个审判他的眼神吗？
I believe it was a look of love.
我相信是一个爱的眼神。
Jesus expected it to happen.
耶稣知道这个会发生。
But when he looked at Peter with love,
当他用一个爱的眼神看彼得的时候,
it broke Peter's heart.
彼得心都碎了。
He went out and wept bitterly.
彼得就出去痛哭。
He discovered himself. He saw himself the way he really was.
彼得看到他真实的自己。
Jesus doesn't show us ourselves to make us miserable.
但是耶稣不是让我们看到自己真实的一面，让我们觉得非常的气馁下沉。
He shows us ourselves to set us free.
他让我们看见自己真实的一面，为了让我们要得自由。
When I first began to pray for humility,
当我开始为谦卑祷告的时候，
and when I was asked to seek the Lord every day that he would bring me down,
我被教导要每天来寻求主，求主帮助我们，帮助我能够更多的下来。
To be like Mary that came down at the feet of Jesus.
像玛利亚一样更多的下来，下来到耶稣的脚前。
I washed Jesus' feet with my tears.
用我的眼泪洗耶稣的脚。
I would become discouraged.
我会觉得气馁。
It was very frightening. I was a young girl. I thought there was no one as terrible as I was.
当主让我看到我自己真实的一面的时候，我看到自己那么的不好。
I was very earnest in my prayer.
我非常的认真这样子的祷告。
I would say to Jesus, show me myself the way you see me.
我这样子认真的祷告主啊，求你让我看见自己真实的一面，好像你看见我一样。
Say, probe deep into my heart's core.
深深的来看我。
And show me.
让我看见我自己。
You open many blinded eyes.
主啊，你曾经开了许多瞎子的眼睛。
Open my blinded eyes.
也开我这个瞎的眼睛。
I would go to my teacher and say, oh, I hardly start my day work in the kitchen when I would see something happen, show me myself and my reaction.
在我去厨房工作之前，总是会有一些事情发生，会让我看到我自己真实那一面，还有我对事情的反应。
Then my teacher gave me a secret.
然后我的老师就告诉我一个秘诀。
When you start to see yourself, that's because Jesus is becoming more real.
当你开始看到你自己真实那一面的时候，就表示耶稣更多的真实在你的生命里了。
He is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
We draw near to him, the light is turned on us.
我们更多的靠近他，我们里面的光就越明亮。
Now you need to take time every day, she told me, to praise the Lord.
我们每天都需要花时间来，就是单单的赞美他。
Look at Jesus more.
更多来仰望他。
And so when I began my prayer, before I would pray, I would start to praise the Lord, Jesus, I love you.
所以我还没有祷告之前，我就会先花一点时间，就是在那边赞美主，主啊，我赞美你，主耶稣，我赞美你，主耶稣，我们赞美你。玛莎传道他的电脑出了问题，可是他可以继续的教导，我就帮他翻。
The enemy tries to defeat us.
仇敌好像想要搅扰我们这个学习。
But God is for us.
但是神是站在我们这一边的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was telling you before the electric went out that I was discouraged when I would see myself.
我刚刚讲到在我们家这个电没有之前，我刚刚讲到当我真实的看到我自己的时候，我非常的气馁。
But my teacher said you need to praise the Lord.
我的老师就一直提醒我。要起来赞美。
I began to praise him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
所以我就非常的顺服，我就一直站起来，大声的说：“主啊，我赞美你，我赞美你。”
Oh, and that made me see Jesus.
那我看更多的借着赞美看到耶稣。
And as I continued to praise him, the power of Satan was broken.
当我越来越这样子赞美主的时候，那个仇敌的权势就完全的崩溃。
All discouragement left.
所有的气馁下沉都离我远去了。
Jesus brought me into much joy and glory.
主就这样子把我带入更多的喜乐和他的荣耀里面。
Humility is really the place of happiness.
谦卑实在是一件非常喜乐的事。
It's the joy of the Lord.
是主的喜乐。
Even though I had very good teachers.
虽然我有很好的老师。
I had a teacher on humility that lived humility every day.
我有很敬虔的老师，他们的生活实实在在的活出谦卑。
I had another teacher like that in Canada.
在加拿大我有一样的敬虔的老师。
I'm filled with humility.
他们真的是全人都是谦卑那样子的活出来。
They live the life of Christ.
他们把耶稣那样子的活出来。
I lived in them and through them.
我在他们身上真实的看到。
And I met a couple of men in my life that really had Christ living in them and working through them.
我也看到有好几位年长的弟兄真实的这样子与神同行，把基督的生命活出来。
I've been thinking lately that the disciples had the very best teacher.
我最近在思想，门徒们有世界上最好的老师。
Some of you, many of you have good teachers.
就像我们当中也有很多人有好有敬虔的老师。
Yes, I've pastor Chow for some years to teach you.
我们有周牧师，多年来这样子教导我们。
And dear pastor Lai, who teaches you to wait in the presence of the Lord.
有亲爱的赖牧师教导我们怎么样安静等候神。
But even though I have such good teachers, that does not give me the humility.
可是我要说的是，纵然我有这么敬虔的老师，可是并不马上让我成为谦卑。
As we say, if we look at Jesus and his disciples, they had the best teacher, the great teacher, the Lord Jesus as their teacher.
就像我刚刚讲的，门徒们有世界上最好的老师，耶稣自己做他们的老师。
For three and a half years, they walked with him and talked with him.
有三年半之久，他们与耶稣同行。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when it came time for the trial and the test, they failed.
可是当试炼来到的时候，他们完全的失败了。
The only thing that would help them was what Jesus told them, I go away and I will send my spirit.
能够帮助他们的就是耶稣应许他们，我去是与你们有益的，我去了以后会保惠师会来。
On the day of Pentecost, Jesus put out his spirit.
在五旬节的时候，耶稣把他的灵大大的倾倒下来。
This was the only way that pride could be conquered.
只有借着圣灵的浇灌，这个骄傲的权势才会被崩溃。
Humility doesn't come by listening to teaching.
真正的谦卑不是借着听来的。
The teaching only stirs up our desire.
我们接受教导是让我们里面对这个谦卑生出一个极大的渴慕。
Encourages us to pray.
这个教导会鼓励我们来祷告，来寻求主。
Oh Jesus, fill me with your spirit.
哦，主啊，求你用你的灵大大的充满我。
Lord of our Sunday, fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit.
主啊，用你的灵大大的充满我。
Fill me with your humility.
用你的谦卑充满我。
Come and live out your life within me.
主啊，从我身上活出你自己的生命来。
We have as much humility as we have of the Spirit of Jesus living in us.
我们有多少的耶稣，我们就可以活出多少的谦卑。那个耶稣的灵更多的在我们里面，我们就能够更多活出他的谦卑。
Humility was not some virtue that God would give us that we could call it our own.
谦卑不是一种德行，我们可以好像用来自夸的。
It is a receiving His Spirit moment by moment.
是不断的领受他的灵。
The more empty we are of our own spirit,
神要我们倒空我们自己。
The more we can be filled with His Spirit.
我们越倒空，他就越能够充满。
When Jesus went to the cross, He paid the price for all our pride.
耶稣是为着你和我所有的骄傲，他这样子上了十字架。
He was humiliated like no man has ever been humiliated.
他那样子的被羞辱。
He endured it all.
他那样子的为我们承受了这一切。
It was my pride that nailed him to the cross.
是你跟我的骄傲，好像把他钉在那里。
Oh, Jesus.
主耶稣。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们赞美你，我们谢谢你。
We praise you.
主啊，我们赞美你。
And he told his disciples, wait.
他很清楚地教导他的门徒，你们要等候。
He showed himself to them for 40 days before he ascended to heaven.
在他复活以后，有40天之久，他把他自己活活地显现在他们面前。
He revealed the scripture to them.
他把神的话对他们讲解明白。
He told them.
他告诉他们。
That he was going to send the promise of the Father.
哦，他将要把那个父所应许的圣灵降下来。
They should wait in Jerusalem.
他们要在耶路撒冷等候。
And then he ascended into heaven.
然后他升天。
And he said to his father, I finished the work.
然后他对父说，主父啊，我当做的事已经做成了。
I accomplished what you told me to do.
你所叫我做的我都做了。
I gave them your word.
我把你的话告诉他们了。
I'm here for the promise that you promised.
主啊，我来到这里要来领受你的应许。
Way back in the book of Ezekiel, God promised that I will pour out my spirit on you.
早在以西结的时候，神就借着他预言，他要赐给我们一个新的心，一个新的灵。
And in the book of Joel, the prophet Joel said, in your sons and your daughters, I will pour out my spirit on you.
也借着约珥预言到，他要把他的灵浇灌凡有血气的，我们的儿女都要被圣灵充满。
Father in heaven, he said, I've come to obtain the promise.
当耶稣站立在父神面前，他说：“父啊，我来到这里要来接受、领受这个应许。”
And on the day of Pentecost, the church was born.
在五旬节的时候，教会就这样子产生了。
God descended with fire.
神在好像圣灵跟火里面降临。他那样子的临到他们，用火好像触摸他们的舌头，好像他触摸那个以赛亚一样。
Hallelujah! And the disciples were changed men.
然后门徒们就完全的改变了。
They were changed women.
他们完全的改变了。
They became filled with God's own spirit.
哦，他们这样子充满神的灵。那样子的被神圣的灵来充满。
The same spirit that possessed Jesus Christ.
那个曾经在耶稣基督里面运行的灵，今天也同样的充满在他们里面。
But now possess them.
大大的这样充满在他们的里面。
And we look at them in the book of Acts and we see they are different men.
所以当我们看到使徒行传的时候，我们看见他们是完全不一样的人了。哦，他们尊敬别人，看别人比自己强。
We never hear them complaining.
我们不再听到他们彼此的批评或者是埋怨。
We don't hear them arguing.
我们不再听到他们彼此的争论。
We see Christ walking through them.
我们看到耶稣这样从他们里面活出来。
And when they went to Antioch,
他们到安提阿的时候。
Because they look like Christ.
哦，那边的人那样子看到耶稣在他里面活出来，所以他们名字就叫做基督徒。
What do we have to learn from this? What is our lesson?
哦，我们的学的功课是什么？
What do we have to learn from this?
我们从这个学到什么？
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们学到的功课就是，我们也跟他们一样，需要被圣灵充满。
Oh, Pastor Chow taught us all the month of March, we need to read the Bible through the Holy Spirit.
周牧师在三月教导我们，我们要在圣灵里面来读神的话。
And in February, Pastor Lai teaches we need to wait on the Spirit of the Lord.
赖牧师教导我们，我们需要等候圣灵。
All these truths that have been on the e-school this year are to lead us to the feet of Jesus.
在网络学校所教导的这些祷告的教导，都是把我们带到耶稣的脚前。
They're all connected together.
都是环环相扣的。
We need the Bible to show us our need.
我们需要神的话来让我们看见我们真实的需要。
We need waiting on God to be filled with His Spirit.
我们需要等候在神面前，让他的灵来充满我们。
And we receive that wonderful by drawing near to God.
领受那个那个恩典，谦卑的恩典，神应许要赐恩给谦卑的人的那个恩典。
Andrew Murray says that humility is the soil where all the virtues grow out of it.
哦，谦卑好像一个那么好的土壤，所有的德性都可以在上面来结实。
So out of humility will grow joy.
所以从这个谦卑的土壤里面会长出喜乐。和平
and love,
爱仁爱喜乐和平
all these graces grow out of humility,
更多的恩典
of being empty before the Lord,
更多的在主面前倒空自己
and be filled with Christ,
更多的被基督来充满
and Jesus won the victory,
耶稣已经得胜了。
As we look forward to this week when we remember his death, let us think about his humility.
当这个礼拜我们今年耶稣的受难节和复活节，让我们更多的想到他的柔和谦卑。
Let us realize it was for us he died.
让我们不要忘记是为了我们他上了十字架，而且钉死在十字架上。他来就是要战胜这个骄傲。
He came to bring us back to that place of right relation with God.
耶稣来就是要把我们带回到跟神之间那个对的关系里面。
Where we are empty of ourselves.
哦，我们那样子全然的倒空自己。
And filled with Him.
那样子的被神的灵来充满。
The Lord is so glorious. He's so beautiful.
哦，主是这么的荣耀，这么的美丽。哈利路亚。
Sister Nancy Chow says Martha's favorite song is Christ in Me.
周师母曾经跟我讲，她说玛莎姊妹，我知道你最爱的歌就是主活在我心。
Yes, that's a secret.
对，这就是我的秘诀。
Maybe I have.
我现在要唱这首歌，主活在我心。
哈利路亚，主活在我心，
主活在我心，
活在我心，啊，何等奇妙主恩基督，活在我心。
阿门，阿门，
阿门。Oh Jesus, we love you.
主耶稣，我们爱你，我们敬拜你，我们赞美你，哈利路亚。
Dear Sister Ming, will you pray for the students now?
Hallelujah.
I think they should pray.
我们现在一起祷告，主耶稣，我们带着感恩的心来到你的面前。哦，何等的救恩！因为我们花了那么大的代价，就是要把我们带回跟父之间那个美好的关系。哈利路亚！你不仅来到世上解决我们罪的问题，主啊，你还在地上活出那么一个美丽的榜样。主，我们谢谢你。主啊，我们要效法你。哈利路亚！更多的倒空自己，主啊。哦，你阻挡骄傲的人，但是你应许你要施恩给谦卑的人。所以主，我们知道你会赐给我们有更多的恩典，让我们更多的下来，哦，到你的脚前，也让我们更多的俯伏在你的面前，更多的倒空自己，好叫你的灵能够更多的充满我们。哈利路亚，更多的在我们里面活出你自己的生命来，在这个世代。主啊，能够荣耀你的名，哈利路亚，把你的生命全然的活出来。主耶稣，赞美你，让你得着一切的荣耀。我们这样子祷告，感谢是奉耶稣基督的名，阿门，哈利路亚。主啊，我们非常的感恩。
Thank you for all you are doing.
谢谢你今天一切所做的。主啊，我们相信你，你现在正在按手在每一位学员的里面。
Jesus, we know that you can go where they are.
主啊，你能够到他们那里。
You can place your hand on each one.
为每一位按手。
If anyone is discouraged over what they see in themselves, Lord, cause them to look at you.
主啊，如果在我们当中有任何人因为看到自己的本相而觉得气馁的话，主啊，你让他们鼓励他们，让他们仰望你，抬起头来仰望你。
You are victory.
你就是我们的得胜。
You are the mighty conqueror.
主啊，你是那个得胜者。
And when we see you, we are changed into your image from glory to glory.
当我们更多的看见你，我们就被改变，荣上加荣，变成你的形象。主啊，我们接受你的呼召，我们来到你的面前。
Here we are, Jesus.
主啊，我们来。
We want to learn of you.
主，我们要学你的样式。
We want to look carefully at the way you live.
主啊，我们要那样子的仔细的看你在地上是怎么活的。
The way you always were seeking to do your Father's will.
主啊。这样子每一件事上你都那么小心要遵守父的旨意。你那么清楚地告诉我们没有一件事你是凭着自己做的。主啊，帮助我们完全地依靠你。主啊，你要我们回转向小孩子。主啊，那我们像孩子一样的那么的单纯。
We may receive that rest.
好叫我们能够得到你所应许我们的那个安息。
The rest that comes from letting go of self.
这个安息只有当我们更多的舍弃自己的时候，我们就更多的进入这个安息。
Our own ways.
我们舍弃自己的路。
Our own attitudes.
我们的态度
our own feelings,
我们的感觉
and just receive you.
主啊，就是单单的更多领受你的生命。
Let your spirit fill us.
主啊，你的灵来充满我们。
Some of us would say less of self and more of you.
有的人会说让我自己更多的减少，让你更多的增加。
And some of us would say some of self and some of you. Some of self and some of you.
有的人会说一点我一点你。
But then it's come to that place where it's none of self and all of you.
直到主把我们带到一个地步，我们能够说主啊，一点都没有我，完全都是主。
We are trusting you, Jesus, to do a mighty Easter miracle.Let there be resurrection power flowing.
主啊，在这个复活节的这个时候，我们相信你那个复活的大能，那个复活的神迹要坐在每一位的身上。Hallelujah, 主啊，倾倒你的圣灵，倾倒你的圣灵 ，Hallelujah, 有可能一个人配偶各位这个半截。那个复活的生命，耶稣基督那个复活的生命，在每一位的里面活出来 ，Hallelujah, 赞美你，耶稣赞美你，耶稣赞美你。你的高摩啊，高每一个人主啊，神圣的高摩，赞美你，赞美耶稣，哈利路亚，神圣的高摩，哈利路亚，赞美你，主啊，在每一位的身上。 神圣的高我，哈利路亚。主啊，你付了重价。哦，你都预备了，你都为我们预备好了。
We receive,
哦，主啊，我们就是来领受，哈利路亚。哦，主啊，让这次的复活节成为一个哦那么真实的复活节。哦，那这整个礼拜，哦，圣灵大大的降临。哦，主活在我心，主活在我心。主啊，你的灵在我们的里面，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。哦，把我们的心向主大大的打开。哦，让他进来，让他大大的充满我们，哈利路亚。哈利路亚，哦，天天的充满我们，主啊，更多的充满。哈利路亚。主啊，主啊，也为周牧师祷告你，为我们的牧者祷告你，主啊，让他们，哦，主啊，有一个新生的样式。哈利路亚。为着网校每一个老师在每个课室里面的辅导，主啊，每一个学员，我们都祷告，主啊，哦，用你的灵充满每一位。
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
There was some type of accident and there's no electricity. I heard an explosion down the street and it cut off all our electricity. But we have the power of the Holy Ghost alive in us. Hallelujah.
在我们的街上好像有个意外，所以所有的电源都切断了。Yeah. 可是感谢主，我们神的大有能力，赞美主，
赞美主，
赞美主，哈利路亚。
May the Lord bless you.
哦，愿神大大的祝福每一位。
Thank you for joining us.
谢谢主，让我们在这里一起来学习。
We will be praying through the week.
我们这整个礼拜，我们都在祷告的里面。
That Jesus will fill you with His Spirit.
哦，我们彼此带到，主啊，有你的灵充满每一位。
主活在我心，
主活在我心，神祝福每一位。再见。
Bye.